Here's what's happening on Urban Media Today Radio.
According to reports, you won't be hearing the Braxton Family Values theme song anytime soon. As a matter of fact, Tony, Trina, Tawana, Tamar, Tracy, and their mother, Miss Evelyn, refused to record the second half of season 6 until the contracts were renegotiated. This according to the Jasmine brand. Tamar recently hinted at the fact that the network created family issues for ratings, saying, "We started having major over-the-top family issues because some network wanted to compete with old love and hip-hop numbers. And felt our family was to be perfect and unrelatable. That's another story. Only to realize that our problems are just like everyone else's. And this black family is fine the way we are." Now, the second half of the season premiered last night on WeTV. None of the Braxton family members acknowledged it on social media. This could be the start of a stand down. I believe they're taking a knee on that one. I wish Omarosa would. She's now spilling all the tea and showing all her receipts. This one, I'm not even sure if she's telling the truth. Omarosa Manigault-Newman is revealing more alleged shocking details about President Donald Trump, and it looks like not just the N-word is the biggest issue. In an interview with the Joe Madison Show on Sirius, Omarosa was asked if she was ever hit on by the president. She says yes. According to Omarosa, it was hard working at the White House. She says, "It was not luxurious for me sitting there in the White House. I was getting it from all sides." Girl, ain't nobody coming for you. Have several seats. Rapper Young Thug was arrested at a listening party in Dave & Buster's, of all places. This happened in L.A., Hollywood, and Highland. There is footage of him being escorted out by officers. No reports as to why he was arrested. He was just arrested. It was at his listening party, though. Not good. Bobby Christina's friend, the one who found her OD in a bathtub, was found dead from an overdose. Max Lomas, a close friend of Bobby Christina, who found her lifeless in a bathtub, has died and suffered from the same fate as her, a drug overdose. This according to TMZ. Law enforcement sources say Max was at a friend's home on Wednesday, went to use the restroom. His friend became concerned that Lomas didn't come out for a while, went in to check on him. Sources say Lomas was found unresponsive on the floor in the bathroom with a syringe near his body. He was rushed to the hospital where he died. Lomas was thought to be a drug dealer who got drugs from Bobby Christina and Nick Gordon, something he denied. He was at Bobby Christina's home the hours leading up to her death. Damn.